Okay, this meeting of this special city council meeting will come to order Monday, February 4th, 5 p.m. May we have a moment of silence, please? Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Jamie Arnett.
Here.
Does not mark working. Eric Davidson.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Alicia Rule.
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Okay, our main business this evening is will be discussed in executive session, so we'll recess at this time, and we expect to have action when we come back. And I would think maybe a half an hour?
More like 15 minutes.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Okay, we're back from executive session. It was just about 15 minutes, and our city manager is going to present something that we will be voting on this evening.
Is that better?
Yep, that's better. Even I can tell that, and I was loud when I was without it from over here. The action item, Madam Mayor and Council, is a severance agreement for Chief Schubert. This is what we discussed in executive session. You have a copy of it before you. It includes a release of claims against the city, and it is for 3 months, which is roughly $28,000 in severance. There's also a brief statement included in here regarding Chief's decision to go back to L.A. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those for you. Otherwise, I would just leave it at that and request a vote.
Any questions? We can maybe at a later time.
Make a motion we accept a severance agreement and wish the chief well.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to accept the severance agreement for Police Chief Schubert. Any other questions? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried.
Madam Mayor, if I may give a brief report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The contract which we had with Prothman, which was the firm that assisted us in the search, does include a sort of a warranty of sorts that if a person selected doesn't stay for 18 months for any reason, we get essentially a do-over in that contract. So at this point, we're looking at proceeding with that. Made a call to Prothman today to kind of flesh that out. There are some costs related to that because we would pay for the hard costs, things like travel, for example, and then the background search and things that would happen upon selection. But the actual firm's consulting fee is not paid a second time. So we're going to initiate that. One of the things that we did review was salary and in making the consideration on going back out. And so I do have a memo for you that I'll give you that evaluates the city management salary structure and the police chief's salary structure as compared to the Association of Washington Cities salary study of comparable sized cities. So I'll pass that out for you. Other than that, I don't really have anything. I just want to let you know that we're proceeding with next steps. And this agreement would be effective today based on your approval. And we'll get started right away on rounding up another candidate or candidates.
Okay. Question, yes, Steve?
Yes. Michael, have we given any thought to, are we going to be looking for a temporary chief, or do we have someone in-house, or we're still looking at those options?
We are looking at those options. I had some initial conversations and requested a follow-up meeting with Sheriff Elfo about the possibility of like a loaner, so to speak, and bringing in some admin staff from the county. Haven't had those follow-up meetings yet, so I don't know how that might proceed. In the past, we, as you know, we had the interim chief for a year, and then during a gap, we asked Lieutenant King to step in that role. So we have some options there. We'll see how things go with the county. I hope to hear from Sheriff Elfo. In fact, my phone is blinking downstairs, I noticed before I came up here, so he may already have gotten back to me. But I'll keep you posted, of course.
I have a question about the community meeting tomorrow evening. Is that something that Lieutenant King will be handling?
Yeah, I spoke with Lieutenant King on the end of last week about making sure that that was staffed. And it is primarily a neighborhood watch meeting. Mm-hmm. And we have more than capable folks that will be able to cover that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yeah.
So things will proceed as...
Just to go to that... I think it might, unless, well, it's up to everybody whether you want to attend, but I had been planning to attend that.
Yeah, and it's a neighborhood watch meeting basically for the Leonard Streets neighborhood, so, you know, it's your neighborhood. Yep. It makes a lot of sense to be there.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, if there's nothing else, then meeting is adjourned. That meeting's at 5:30, isn't it?